You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Yeah, I like him. He's a pastor. He's a pretty cool British guy. And he's right, I think. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
So something really cool there. If I a scientist, a lot of people know him. He's not a Christian anything. I hope he's searching spiritually. I think he probably is. But he says a lot of things that are pretty cool. And he was on this forum one time, and he was talking about rainbows. Now, you and I probably believe, well, God created the rainbow. He put it there in the sky for the first time as a reminder to us that God would never destroy the earth by water again. That's the way it is. Seven separate colors in God's rainbow. And he was talking about it. I never thought about this. I've always been fascinated by rainbows. Of course, you know, they're created by water droplets breaking, acting as a prism and breaking apart the white light into the different colors, which creates the rainbow. That's what the colors that light is made out of. Seven of them. It's pretty cool. It's one of those numbers that goes through. But even more fascinating, and I didn't know this, is that everybody sees a rainbow different because of your perspective to it. So you have to look at it straight on. First of all, you're not going to see it. But depending on your position, you see it differently. And he said, that's why you can never get to the end. You never get to the goal at the end because of it changes. The rainbow changes as you move with it. And I thought, that's pretty spiritual.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Cutting grass, said Nicholas from Clinton, New York. He's taking part in the 50-yard challenge, and he has been quite busy. It's something started, oh man, how many years has it been there? Rodney Smith Jr. On social media at I Am Rodney Smith. He's driving out of his neighborhood, passing a man having real difficulty mowing his lawn. He went up there, mowed his lawn. He decided, you know what, that's a good project for youngster. People in school can do. If you can push a mower, you can do that. Started from very humble beginnings, just putting it out there on social media. Called it Raising Men Lawn Care because of implications of growing while you're doing it. Now it's Raising Men and Women Lawn Care. So what do you do if you're in Minnesota and it's in the winter or whatever? He said, hey, you get credit for shoveling your neighbor's yard. But it's specifically geared to cutting the grass of veterans, disabled people, shut-ins, like that, you know. So it's pretty cool. So Nicholas from Clinton, wow, he's got 46 lawns and driveways done, of course. Four more to go from completing the 50-yard challenge. Way to go. Joined back in 2022. There's no time limit on it. Every time you do 10 yards, you get a different colored T-shirt. It's really pretty cool. Working towards completing his commitment. Almost there. Proud of you, right? That's quite an undertaking right there. There you go.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
But here's something really important positionally. And there's a new priest in town, in case you haven't heard. Yeah. A high priest. We have a high priest. You can't look to Jesus as your high priest and then look to Moses for your daily living. I'm just going by what the writer of Hebrews said. Now, it was written to the Hebrews, so obviously they know who Moses was, and they know everything about the high priest. They know all about that, and the forgiveness of sins, and it has to be the blood sacrifice. They know all of that stuff. So the writer said, well, for when there is a change of priesthood, right? Now we have Jesus as our high priest. That's what it's been saying. There must also be a change of the law. Wow, that's right. That's what he said. The writer said that. I'm reading right out of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. If the priesthood is changed, the law must also be changed to permit it. Wow, that's pretty wild.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
My wife and I having supper, and I was, you ever do this? And so I'm telling what I saw. All I'm doing is telling what I saw. And it was really pretty incredible because the man's yard was impeccable. With the nice weather, he obviously got out there, and he was like, I'm getting it fixed up now. I'm doing it now. Isn't there supposed to be like meteorologically, God built in like this period of where you can just relax and not really have to do a lot outside before it's too late. And then you have to really do a lot outside, you know. But usually we've come through a winter of some pretty good shoveling and snow blowing and stuff. And so maybe that's what it is. You know, he saw it. I said, man, he had all the sticks picked up in the yard. He had it raked. The grass looked like he just cut it. It was gorgeous like that. And then I got fussed at. My wife's like, you're not supposed to do that. No, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to leave it for the bees and the birds. Maybe she didn't fuss at me quite like that. But anyway, she didn't. I'm just kidding. But I guess you're supposed to leave everything. And fortunately for my yard, for the birds and the bees, it'll probably, I mean, I worked over the weekend. I cleaned inside. Yeah. And I probably won't ever get outside. And it'll be middle of June, and my yard will probably look like it does right now.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
Yep. Your daily dose of encouragement.
I say start small and work up. Now try again, boy. Kids nowadays know it all.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Thinking, what does it mean to be blessed? You know, I ask everybody something they're thankful for. What does it mean to be blessed? You probably get 100 answers if you ask 100 people. Like, Alex, what's going on? What happened lately, man?
Well, I got this really cool opportunity to go on this trip in Minnesota. It was a dog sledding trip. That was
kind of
cool.
There you go. See?
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.